News, I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday, we learn U.S. forces hitting more than 30 Houthi targets in Yemen. This comes a day after striking at least 85 locations in Syria and Iraq where Iran-backed proxy groups are operating. These terrorists have hit more than 160 U.S. military targets in the region in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. They also killed three U.S. soldiers last week in a drone strike. Now, the Pentagon says the U.S. strikes against the Houthis targeted missile systems and launch sites in Yemen, along with air defense systems, radar, and helicopters. President Biden at a campaign stop in Las Vegas. He wins the Democratic primary in South Carolina. We also learn the president, for a second year in a row, will not be sitting down for an interview prior to the Super Bowl, which had become sort of a tradition in the country. No reason has been given. In other news, New York City launching a $50 million program to hand out prepaid credit cards to illegal aliens. Administrators from Democrat Mayor Eric Adams' office will begin handing out the prepaid credit cards to families being housed in New York City hotels. The Immediate Response Card Initiative appears to be similar to the state's food stamp program. This freebie comes as New York City police say the latest crime wave is illegal aliens who have formed pickpocketing teams who are stealing wallets, purses, and cell phones from unsuspecting patrons at restaurants and bars in Manhattan. At least four of the illegal alien men involved in assaulting two police officers last weekend in Times Square, kicking them in the head, were arrested and set free on no bail, and they have reportedly boarded a bus to California. New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul asked about the crime. She tells reporters these men should be deported. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
In USA News for your health, there is word those high-energy drinks with caffeine may be bad for you. USA's Corey Myers with the very latest.
According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts.
To Capitol Hill now, where no charges being filed against the two men who had sex on a desk in a Senate hearing room. USA's John Schaefer reports.
The inquiry into an online video showing a congressional aide engaging in sexual activity within a Senate hearing room is now being ended by authorities. The U.S. Capitol Police say no evidence of criminal activity has been found. Following the revelation of the scandal late last year, Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, a Democrat, declared that the implicated aide no longer had employment in his office.
Taking a look now at your money, a big burst in hiring taking place in January. The government says 353,000 jobs added. That's almost twice what economists had predicted for the month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says unemployment at 3.7%. Strong tech earnings leading to a positive session on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 134 points to close at 38,654 Friday at the closing bell. That's a record. The Nasdaq up 267 points. The S&P 500 up 52 points. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.